Welcome, welcome to the Whole E-Shift podcast. Hi, Taz. Welcome. Share the show, please, for me, because I don't know where my other phone is, and I would, love it. Zion is waving hi. Your birthday twin says hello. I appreciate you, Mama. We are going to do the daily card. Do you know what number you're feeling today? What number do you want today, my dear? Number two? I need to... Z, find my other phone, please. We'll probably not... Or I'll try to edit this before I publish. Whispers of love. Ooh, good deck, girl. Especially after, you know... It could be in the other... Yeah. So I want to try to share with another couple people. But welcome to the Whole E-Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we got the Whispers of Love deck going on here. We're going to try. Yes, good job. We are going to try to share with people. Welcome, Fair Use. How are you today? Let's see. I have a friend of mine that I just got in contact with, and he is, he's into the Word of God, but he interprets it kind of differently, kind of like Neville Goddard, but he hasn't never listened to Neville Goddard, which is interesting. But I was going to share with him my podcast. And so, we'll see if he'll come in here. Hi, Drew. How are you? So he's telling me I don't need the cards, my friend is, that I've known forever. And he says that it's just my intuition. So the other day when I forgot the cards before I went to work, I posted a picture of my rose and did just my own intuitive reading. And I hope that that hit the mark for all of you out there that follow my Instagram feed. I am sharing with a friend and... You guys can definitely share. I appreciate you. Taz chose the card of the day deck, and it's Whispers of Love. And it's an awesome, beautiful deck. I will share the card after we shuffle. I am just sharing real quick. All right. So we got these cards. I've had them for a while. I love all of my decks, but this is one of my favorite just because the pictures are magical. Kind of takes you on a journey. There's some of the decks that just have a couple symbols and they do speak. It's not that I don't like them, but these ones have beautiful pictures and tell us a story just looking at them. And I also guide my intuition with whatever we're supposed to hear for the day. So I appreciate you guys taking time to visit me. Excuse the noise back there. Just listen to the cards and not my kid or my dog in the background. We're working on getting a little soundproof barrier. Baby steps, you guys. We're evolving and growing as we speak. Welcome, Smith. So I'm trying to wait for a card to jump out in like a couple... of times right now, like the whole deck wants to jump out, half of the deck. We're just gonna pull one or two cards for the guidance of the day. We're asking spirit and all of our guides, our higher selves, the loved ones that have passed, we're asking them to give us guidance for the day and for, you know, maybe the theme of the week. Maybe we'll add to that. So we'll try to get two cards so we can have a daily and a theme of the week, because I do only go once a week I do the show, so maybe we'll just do a theme of the week and a daily card. So we're gonna do three piles. Who would like to choose the daily card? One, two, or three. And then who would like to choose the and you could choose from the same pile, we'll just choose the next card, but choose the top card from one, two, or three for the daily number three. Okay, and for the weekly, number three, good choice. I love the number three. Threes, sixes, and nines is what numbers the universe speaks in, according to Nikola Tesla. Nikolai Tesla? What? However you say his name. So we will look at the daily card. The daily card. Be willing to express love. How magical. Sometimes, because of things that have happened in our past, we don't always share the love that we have because of wounds, because of toxic relationships. I am working on the music, guys. It's taking a moment. Because of our wounds, because of toxic relationships, because of, you know, unknowingly the programming our parents and family members have instilled in us from the television, from friends, from all of the things that we have experienced, we hold back our true love and gratitude and appreciation for people. So we need to, today and all days, be willing to express love and be willing to receive love. You're worth it. You deserve it, despite anything in the past. Like, you've learned those lessons. Don't hold anything above your head. Keep moving. Stay focused on the long-term goal. What do you really want in your life? What do you see for your vision? You are worth that vision. You can achieve it. So don't deny yourself, okay? For the daily card, and it's the number six. Isn't that interesting? I'll take a picture, I promise you. The daily card, cha-cha, my baby. Daily card and the weekly card. You guys chose three, which equal number six. And the daily card is the number six. Be willing to express love and receive love. Okay, thank you so much for the love. Speaking, I love you, Cha-Cha. Okay. I love when the cards speak. It's just magical. I promise you, it's so magical when these cards tell us things and numerology hits you and it just takes you on a whole nother vibration and makes you realize, you know, you're on the right track. So the weekly card, number nine, isn't that interesting? I just said Nikola Tesla says three, sixes, nines. That's funny. We need to slow down, be willing to express and receive that love, right? But it says slow down, pause, and allow things to unfold. Enjoy the process. You're going to get there. Yes, you see your goal. You see that vision. Stay focused and slow down and enjoy it. You don't have to hold that frustration or the regret or the anger or the worry. Let that shit go, okay? Excuse my language, it's explicit. Let that shit go and focus on what you truly want in your life, for yourself, for your family, for those you love and care about. Slow Down has this, it's a maze. Her hair is in a maze and it's really quite beautiful. And there's fish there swimming along kind of a mazy river. It's interesting. You guys will see it on the Instagram. I will post both of these pictures. And it just has little scenes, kind of like different experiences you're going to go through. And it's the key is to just allow things to unfold and enjoy things. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the love you're going to receive and the love you're going to give. Allow yourself to be worth it, okay? Beautiful, magical cards today. I love your guys' choices. They always speak magnitudes. They definitely do. If any of you are needing some extra guidance, let me know. I will be willing to do a one-card sample reading. You guys can contact me at wholeeshift.com. That's WHOLEE shift, SHIFT.com. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook group, Facebook page. You can get a reading at the on my website. You can request one on Facebook. I'm the only one that checks those. You guys can definitely get a hold of me. I do gift certificates by coupon code. You can look at all the testimonials on my website. You can ask anybody on the Podbean. I love you too, Cha-Cha. Do you need a card, Mama? Are you feeling good today? You like the daily cards? If you guys ever want a reading, just let me know. You can be completely secure and satisfied in knowing that you will get your reading, even if it is through a gift card or if you need to schedule it later or however it needs to be. Just know that if you'd like to make donations, all my information is on the website as well. I appreciate that. Just getting this started and any money and assistance would help get this business going even further. So making investments and doing business masterminds and connecting with the right people and evolving and growing is key in not just my life, but in all of our lives. We got to think prosperity and abundance. Don't hold yourself back. Facts. Would you like a card, Drew? Have you ever been here for a reading? When I do a private reading or when I connect with somebody to do a one card, three card, whatever card reading, I'm new to this reading cards. I guess I've always had an inner knowing, but I speak with energy. I ask you to allow me to connect with your energy in order to pull a message from Source, God, Jah, Infinite Being, your ancestors, your higher selves, whatever you consider that is out there. That is who I will connect with, the loved ones that pass, whatever. You don't have to ask the verbally or type it. You can, whatever you want. If you just want to say yes, do a read, I'll pull a card. You can look on my website for the different decks. I have 15 and you can choose a number for the deck. Or I can name them off. It's up to you. I have a couple tarot decks and I have mostly oracle decks. I love them all. So we can do a reading. What number? 1 through 15. What is your number? The deck number 2, which was Whispers of Love. That's the 2 that we pulled. So you can choose a deck and we'll pull a card number 11. That's a good number. I like that number. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Angel Answers deck. So this is an awesome deck I have gotten recently as well. So it's an oracle card deck and it will tell you the different information that you may need to know at this time. Just open your energy up and we'll see what you need to know. You can ask the question if you want the people online to know, or you can keep it to yourself and just let me know if it's accurate or not or whatever. As I'm shuffling the deck, I'm just connecting with you. I'm adding Reiki to the card readings, and that is an energy healing where I do connect with your energy and help clear out any blockages of whatever negative stagnant energy that may be attached to you at the moment to help, or whatever is like keeping you from achieving your best, your highest good, your best situation. So somebody will type like a thumbs up. She's waiting until he says something. If he doesn't hear me, no worries. We'll just keep shuffling. He'll have a card come out. Is anybody interested? He's got a card already. Maybe that's to do with his phone call. Okay. Was that somebody that's helpful to you? Has helped you along the way? I said I was going to wait for you. No worries. So the card that fell out while you were on the phone was helpful people. And it kind of is like... So you got to message me on Instagram, and after the show, I will send you a picture of this card. It is kind of like it's a female surrounded by a bunch of angels, and she has a baby. And apologies, that's my mom. And she has a baby, And like all these angels are looking at her, and she's emanating this amazing radiating light just all over. Like she helps heal and keeps, does she help keep you calm and keep you focused on not just business, but enjoying what you're doing as well, instead of taking it so serious or being anxious about things? You've been anxious because you're not sure if what you could be your granny. Okay, either way. But whoever it hits, whatever that first thought, that was that too. It could be both. It could be aspects of both. Okay. We are multidimensional beings living in multiple dimensions. Grandma's still here. Energy never dies. It only transforms. So just know that. The second card that fell out, you got lucky. You got two. Is a beautiful angel holding, it's like a star type of thing. You'll see when I send it to you. And it's like, it's a sacred geometry. It's if you believe. If you believe and know full for, you see signs and you see little things that remind you of grandma, you need to realize that that's grandma. Don't doubt that. Realize grandma's there with you and she's helping guide you. And so follow those intuitions, follow the little signs and symbols you see. She's there with you. And this card is saying, if you believe that what you want to achieve is going to happen completely and full force, wholeheartedly, without a doubt, don't let any worries, any missteps, anything like that get in your way or hold you back. Realize that it's just, it's not closing a door. It's nudging you in a different direction to open an even more amazing door. Okay. So if you're going through some stress right now, or if you're unsure of like who's helping you around, you got people, spirit, energies around you. If you believe and know your goal will happen, it will happen. I'll send you both of these cards, Drew. Why is it scary? You can call in or you can type it in. Go check the website out. People tell me that, and it makes, I appreciate that. I thank you so much. No worries. Jay Baby, you still got to contact me, Mama. We still got to get another one of our people that have a prepaid reading whenever you guys are ready. I think we scheduled it but didn't do it, or something happened. I don't even know. Whenever you are, Mama, we can do it whenever you are ready. If anybody else would like a card, for sure, Drew, you got it. Spread the word, holyshift.com. If it's anything anybody is interested in, I appreciate the word. And yeah, bright, what color? Or, I mean, not what color, that's funny. Yeah, give me a color, I guess. Okay, you know what that is? That's a beautiful thing. Mama, you're going to, yeah, I'm going to get emotional too, but hold on. So Jay Baby, message me, Twitter or Facebook or wherever, or even the email, and we'll exchange phone numbers and we'll do that. But the green deck, the bright green deck, like it's forest green. It's the Archangel Raphael healing oracle cards, Mama. I just think that's a beautiful thing for you. So we're going to choose a card for Bright. The Archangel. Okay, unconditional love was the card that was popped out. I haven't shuffled, but that's the card that's right there. And it has a puppies, a guy with a bunch of puppies, the angel with puppies. Thank you for helping me appreciate that everything that makes me happy right now. So do you have pets, right? Do you have puppies? Are they helping keep you sane at the moment when you're going through your shit? They just give you that love when you need it? I'm gonna have to keep that card out now. That was meant for you. I seen it, and I was gonna say the Archangel Raphael cards, but I said unconditional love instead, and so that was a message for you. We are already connected no matter what, so that's why it was just instant like that. But realize that they will help heal you. If you have any cats too, their purr is actually scientifically proven to help heal you, the sound vibration of that. So realize that as well. You are very powerful, Mama. You got to visualize and see yourself healed and doing all the things you want to do and enjoy. Whether it be physical, whether it be mental, whatever is going on, because I know I don't really know what's going on, but you need to know, regardless, the healing is coming and you are capable of achieving it. You have, thank you for helping me to help children that just popped out. Children came out. And then it's an angel with two little kids just giving them love, and they've got a basket full of fruit and flowers. So they're, you have, visualize you doing that. You want to help these kids, your kids, other kids maybe, I'm not sure, but you need to have this goal in mind and not stay focused on what actually is right now, because what actually is right now, and you know this, is manifested from the feelings and thoughts that you have felt in the past. It's not easy to switch how you feel and how you're thinking, especially when it's a physical, even when it's an emotional or mental or spiritual pain. It's so hard to switch and choose the better feeling thought, but you are capable of that. You got to choose a bigger vision for yourself and stay focused on that. Try to get in your meditation and stay focused on that bigger goal. Okay, your future and your what you want to be going on and experiencing here in a few months. Okay, because this is only temporary. Right now is just a moment. You need fresh air. Fresh air came up, and have faith, because I wanted to pull for you, because I've been wanting to pull for you. That's why I pulled extra cards for you, Mama. They didn't pull, they shuffled out. That's why. Archangel Raphael, thank you for helping me breathe easier in all ways. There's again animals here on this card as well. Giving love to this angel, and it's just a loving energy. You can see it in your healing. Get fresh air and have faith that you, thank you for boosting my faith so that I may trust in miracles. You have to know that you are capable of having miracles happen for you. You are fully capable of creating that vision that you see for yourself. Despite what you're going through right now, you can achieve it. You can hit me up when you need help with it. You know I will message you. I will do a reading, whatever you need, Mama. Stay strong. You've got this. Okay? I love you too. Red, welcome, my girl. I'm so glad you made it. I wonder where I put those cards for you, Drew. Oh, there they are. We'll get those out for you. So, Red, do you want a card, Mama, since I didn't get to do one for you the other day? Just open your energy up to me, and I will be able to pull a message for you from whatever I have. Decks 1 through 15. However, I've used 2. I've used, or just 1 through 12. Give me 1 through 12. A number. 4. Ooh, girl, that's, I love this deck. This is the Starseed Oracle deck. It's a pretty, pretty deck too. By Rebecca Campbell, and it has some magical pictures. I know I'm connected with Lucci on Instagram, but you'll have to connect with me so I could send you a picture of your card, okay? So all I need for you is to open up your energy to receive any message from God, Jah, Source, whatever. I just connect with your energy for whatever message that is in the best interest of you, okay? In this card, there's no death or anything like that. But in the tarot, even when there is a death card or a tower card or whatever. All right, I'm at whole E shift, one word, no spaces. Whole energy shift, whole E shift with two E's in there. But I just connect with your energy in order to pull whatever message you need to hear at this moment. We've already done a couple 1-2 card readings for our friends here. And hoping that any insight will help you along your path, right? So whatever message you need to hear, this message, this card pull is for Red. So whatever message she needs to hear, we got one that jumped out. You need physical and emotional healing. This is a beautiful card. I think you'll really like it. Deep cellular healing, Actress energy, physical and emotional healing. It's this girl and she's standing there kind of in a cocoon, like you're going into your own bubble away from a lot of the drama. I think maybe from work you need to relax. Do you have a vacation with when Christmas comes? Or do you have to work constantly? Not until February. Do you have a few days off coming up soon? Because you need to take some time for yourself. I'm going to get on Lucci to definitely give you a massage or something, or to spoil you on Christmas. Like draw some hints to him, because it says you need some physical and emotional healing. Whatever all this shit is going through is stressing you out, and you need to stop that stress, mama. It's getting to your health is what's going on. You need to drink your water. Do whatever you do to heal besides the trees or whatever. Just like, is it meditation? Is it going, you know, taking a nap? Is it going to walk in the park, getting your nails done, whatever it may be? That's what you need to take some time to do, because you're wearing yourself out with work, with taking care of home, with all the shit. You need to just relax for a minute and take some time for you. And so I'm going to make sure he tries to get you right. That energy, like, is just magical. I love when you get the tingles, when you get that energy, like, feeling through your body. When you connect with somebody, it's just a beautiful thing. But I will take a picture for you. That feeling, Taz, I got a message from what we were talking about. Isn't that cool? So there's no number with these cards. I appreciate you guys for coming in here. I've done a few readings. Today we got our daily card and we got a theme for the week. Okay, we had number 3, which was our daily card, and that is be willing, or number 6, I apologize. So we decided to pull a daily card, and we decided to pull a weekly card theme. And somebody chose number 3 and the other person chose number 3. The decks. So we got 3 + 3 = 6 was the daily card. Isn't that funny? And then the next one was 9. And I had said Nikola Tesla speaks in 3 sixes, said the universe speaks in 3 sixes and 9s. It's just kind of cool. I love numerology and how that works. So I had to make that a point. So for the day, and always, be willing to express love. You have to be able to be open to receive and also to give love despite the crap that we've been through before, the pain and the frustration and the hurt. Do not hold yourself back from love. That is why we're here. That is what Source put us here for, is out of love, to give love, to share love, to do this love. No problem, Red. I will send you a picture, baby girl. Welcome, Brina. Welcome, Bad. I thank you guys for joining me here at the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. We did the daily card and the weekly card. So the weekly card is slow down, pause, and allow things to unfold.
Enjoy the process. It's not always easy, but you learn these lessons. You see the signs, the symbols. They guide you to the better things for in life if you don't hold on to the crap, okay? Don't hold on to the weight of the worry and the stress and the regret and the anger and the frustration. Let it go. It's not serving you. Live in love. That is what Source would want. I'm so glad you came. You haven't been here bad. Or you have, but not in a while. I wonder where Good is. He's usually here too. So welcome all. Is anybody else wanting a daily card or a quick sample read? I'm going to be taking pictures of these cards so that I can send them and post them and all that. Lair. So we're taking the decks out of commission that people have chosen. So just so you know. Which number would you like? And I'm sorry for the shuffling, you guys. Just work with me. I thank you all for joining me. This music you're listening to is Binaural Beats. Be careful if you're driving. Hopefully my voice is annoying enough to keep you awake. It's amazing. No problem, Drew. I will send you the pictures, lady. Later. Don't trip. I got you. And Bad, no worries. I understand. I almost didn't do the pod today because I've been running around and taking care of business. So got to take care of business before anything. But this is part of business, so we got to get on it, right? Number five. And Bad, we can pull a card for you too after if you'd want one. Laura, we're getting deck number five, which is the Wildwood Tarot. I think that this is the deck that is this the one that you got last time? I'm just curious. The Wildwood Tarot. I don't know. I kind of think it was. I really do. I love this deck. This is the one gifted to me by my mom's very best friend. She's known me since I was born. And she gifted me this deck when she found out that I was doing card readings. And it's a really cool deck. It's it kind of reminds me of going into the, like, Robin Hood kind of, you know, like the little story. And I don't know. It's tarot. Pictures and kind of takes you into a fairy tale type of feeling. So welcome back, Smith. I appreciate you for joining. And I'm shuffling the cards, and your shuffles are like getting heavy. They are not wanting to blend in. So are you being stressed out or rigid about a decision that you're trying to make right now? I'm just wondering. Because the cards don't want to shuffle. What's going on, Lara? Tell me why. Wow. All right, let's try this shuffle again, okay? Because they were just like they did not want to shuffle, and nothing popped out, but they just didn't want to shuffle. All right. Better. Let go of the worry. The worry is not going to do anything for you. See your friend living their best life, happy, healthy, enjoying everything, and not a worry in the world, because worry doesn't do anything for you. It's seeing and visualizing them in their most exuberant and lively and happiest state you can imagine is what you need to focus on, okay? That's what needs to be focused on, not the worry about whatever. They're going to be okay if they focus on their bigger picture as well. So try to help them focus on that. Okay. So let's shuffle one more time and see if one comes out. If not, we'll put it in piles for you. All right. So 1, 2, or 3, Lara. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I am Poetic here at the Holy Shift Podcast. I appreciate you guys for coming in here and giving me love. And we are going to choose the card from number. As you're smudging, how's your smudge sticks? I'm just wondering. Thank you, Drew, for coming. I appreciate you for listening in. I will definitely, okay, where Taz? Hold on. I appreciate you for sharing and coming in to support. I will definitely see you tomorrow. Taz, I cannot hear you. Is it me or is it you?
What's poppin'?
Oh, what's up, mama? Yeah, we'll definitely see you tomorrow, Drew, and all the fam. So we got the seer for Lara.
Ooh,
that's why I asked about the smudge sticks, because she does, to be able to do that, you have to have a certain energy and you have to be able to connect on a higher level, because you are actually helping others. You are creating something that helps others cleanse. Okay? So in order to do that, you have to be able to clearly see your intentions for this product. So it's not necessarily just to do with the smudge sticks, but that's what hit me when I seen that, because you're a seer as well. If you have not cleared out your third eye and don't fully see, or you're kind of intimidated by it, just tell it you only want to see good things right now to get you warmed up to it or whatever. You are powerful. Your intentions are powerful, Lara, just like when you do the smudge sticks. Okay? Just remember that. It has, and she's like kind of above this, she's above this like well or this fountain, but it's not a fountain, just a bowl of water, but it's, I'll send you the picture again. It's the number two and it's the seer. And it's like she's just channeling that energy as she's creating whatever she's creating. Alchemy, you know, is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the fear. The fear is what's going to keep you held back. So you need to learn how to release the fear, which is really hard because of the programming that you have been taught from, not intentionally, again, and like you guys, again and again, when families are raised a certain way for generations, it is programming, generational programming. We are here to heal generational programming. If you are a seer, if you are a psychic, if you are a healer, if you just know certain things, you're here to help heal the ancestors of your past and clear everything. You need to clear out the fear. You need to ground yourself, get into nature. You need to connect with the universe and the earth and allow only positive energy into your bubble. All negative energy has to leave and only positive energy can come in. That's what you visualize. And again, I am offering Reiki healing. We'll do another session here where it's just the Reiki meditation. We'll do it sometime this weekend, okay? I promise you. We'll get some time and we'll do that when I have like a quiet house, and we'll do like a maybe a 3-minute. I don't know how long it'll take, okay? But we'll do a little meditation of clearing and grounding to help clear out all the negative energy, to help you focus and to fully guide your intentions in the best, highest good of all involved. Okay? And so we will do that sometime this weekend, I promise you. If you guys see me and I haven't done it, tell me to get on it. I have until Monday. Tuesday, I go back to work. So we will definitely do that thing. I'm going to do candy this weekend. It's just a busy weekend, so just remind me if I forget. I don't think I'll forget, but yes. We'll do that energy healing. Definitely, you guys, make sure to follow me here. Follow the Instagram. Follow me anywhere you can follow me. And I appreciate that. Bad can get a card. What's up, Tazzy? Are you going to work now? Look, she's all quiet. Either she's booted or she's got me on mute because she's doing something important.
Sorry, yeah, I had to get on off mute. But yeah, girl, follow her everywhere, but in real life. okay? But
no stalkers, yeah, please. No. I got somebody got my back now, so like, watch out. No.
Period, love. Period. Yes. I like this energy. I love it. I'm digging it.
Yeah. Okay, so bad. What number would you like? We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 decks left. So 1 through 9?
9.
Oh, 10. 10. 1 through 10. Oh, the other one's in my purse. 9. 6. Yo, that number today.
6, 3, 6, Mafia.
Ooh, so this deck is interesting. For you too, because like, yeah. Anyways, it's the messages. Postcard from Spirit.
Me?
Stop laughing at me, Bad. Come on. No, Bad chose it. It's postcards from Spirit. And this deck doesn't have any pictures on it, except like a little bit on the back. So I don't really interpret these cards as much. So if you want a intuitive read from me, or I'll probably channel some information as I read this, but it's like a postcard. From source, from God, from your ancestors, from whoever's past, whatever it may be. And it's just, they have all kinds of little information on these cards. And I really love this deck. So we're going to shuffle. I love all of my decks, actually, you guys. Yes, ma'am.
Would you rather be trapped in the elevator with Lucifer, him damn self? Okay. Donald Trump or... a child demon?
Honestly, I think that, I don't know. That's a hard question.
Have you heard people think that he's, how Donald Trump is the Antichrist? I'm like, y'all giving this man too much power. He's very smart.
His seat. Bad's like, I'll hang out with Satan. Like, he's just a misunderstood angel, right? Like, he did some shit. We all did some shit. Well, like, he is kind of evil, but...
Well, you're smart as fuck. Like, that man is smart as fuck. And that's why it's so funny to me.
He
like,
is really smart. He's stupid smart.
He's really smart.
But dumb. Trump's a Gemini. Fuck, man. Yeah. Sorry. Excuse my language. I am spiritual as fuck. You guys know me. My child is a Gemini. And then Taz is a Gemini. And then a friend of mine is a Gemini.
Girl, men Geminis are the devil. Look at me in the eye. I tell you about this Gemini. He's a man.
Well, fair use is not the devil. Fair use is a nice guy.
Fair is my misunderstood Gemini brother. He's an exception.
Hi, Milty. Welcome to the pod. Okay, so hopefully this friend is an exception as well. He was a very friendly, funny person. Always down for fun, right? So I'm shuffling, Bad, and I just want you to allow me to connect with your energy. Even though we're talking, let me connect with your energy for whatever message you need to hear. We can do the 1, 2, or 3. We'll set it in piles here if it doesn't jump out here.
You better let it connect with your energy. Don't play.
This is how I do my reading.
Fuck, come down now.
Let me connect. Don't play. Yay.
Spread it wide open.
Ralphie, buzz, I appreciate you. All right, so we got 3 piles. Bad, tell me which pile would you like me to choose from? 1, 2, or 3?
You want the good one, the bad one, or the ugly one? Just kidding.
It's the bad. T didn't come in. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably asleep. He works all night, don't he?
The good deck or the bad deck or the...
the ugly deck. What deck? What deck? What number? 1, 2, or 3? Come on, Bad. Get it together, man.
It's bad.
Welcome, JD, to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we are doing some card readings for friends and listeners. Number 3. You know what? Because I should have said it, but I already had that one in my hand. So I'm going to read what this card says. because it doesn't necessarily have any pictures. There is an angel with a rose on it. The stamp book on the back side of it, it says from heaven with love. You are love is what it says on the back. And the postcard part says, dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. Now, bad, you were not here in the beginning. The daily card for today was be willing to express love and to receive love, which is funny, and to slow down and allow things to unfold. So just a FYI, I don't know if you heard that, but the answer to love is literally, or the answer to everything is literally love, or however they said it. We do not necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. And you know exactly what I mean, right? That love of source, that love energy, that love of sharing with others and communicating and exchange of energy through communication and through just a friendship. And it is physics. It is all connected. There is no separation, right? Quantum entanglement of that energy and connection. Everything alive in the world, the card says, was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it and when we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. So you are on the right track, but stop letting the little comments get to you so much. I know you don't outwardly express it as much that they get to you, but stop holding on to like the bullshit. Just focus, stay focused. Love is when you no longer, what happened?
From him, I'm picking up a somewhat of resentment.
Let go. It's hard, but let go. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other. Separate. It's the illusion of separation here in this earth. We are all connected. We are all one. We are all that source energy pushed out and expressed. Right? We are all that one source energy. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. It allows you to give forgiveness, to allow you to move on, to allow you to cut the chains and the cords and the bullshit from everything in the past, okay? It may not be easy. It is so worth it. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Any thoughts or feelings or whatever that aren't in that love end of the stick, it's either love or fear, right? Happiness, sadness, you know those, the different ends of the stick. So choose the better feeling thought, the better feeling. If you can't find a better feeling thought or feeling about that particular subject, choose something that you can feel good about at that moment, and then try to grow from that and just stay in that higher feeling. Everything is energy. You want to attract more of the good. I know you're bad. You like bad. Choose love. Okay? Love you bad.
Okay, so
love is waiting for you always and forever. Just, it says, we just adore you over here. You have tons of support. You know that. All the loved ones, God, everyone there is, all that energy is backing you up tenfold. So let go of all that shit. Try to like stay focused, and I know you will. But that's what the message for you today through that card was.
So what's the purpose again? Message from Spirit, you said?
It is the postcards from Spirit. It is a deck from Colette Baron Reed. And it's just a postcard, simply like the ones that have just the wording on it that I throw up there once in a while. Yeah. We haven't chose that deck in a while.
I'm picking up like a, I don't know, I may be wrong, shit, I don't know, but that, I think there's something that, okay, so there's something that you have to make a decision
You're
about,
welcome.
And I don't think it's in your face, really, but it is, and you're trying to ignore it.
Is that a valid situation?
I'm getting walk away. I don't know. Maybe I'm just... I'm getting walk away. That's what I'm getting. Yeah, I'm getting walk away. And
walk
so,
away
yeah,
from
there's
that
a decision
situation.
That has to be made. And I'm getting walk away. It seems as though, like... there's things that are deep rooted and cannot be resolved in like the like overall there's certain things that just make us who we are, right? And I think those are our core beliefs, and I believe when your core beliefs clash with another, that's when you really have to question certain things, especially things tied to your future. And I'm getting walk away. But again, yeah, choose love.
So why could she be onto something? I want you to, he said you could be onto something. So let me know. She could read. We've already talked. Me and Taz have had numerous conversations on pod, off pod about how she can see. But she's, again, she's just not as confident as she probably should be.
It's only sometimes that I like to like really do it. Like, I told you how I got my deck, right? I returned it, by the way. I hated it. I hated that deck. I don't know what about that deck. I feel like whatever manufacturing bitch ass motherfucker made it, I think they motherfucking made the paper out of fucking evil. I swear to God.
Bad energy. So next time when you get a deck, before you touch it or anything, get some sage, get some Palo Santo.
I cleansed it. Yep.
Okay, well, get somebody else to do it. The person that you purchase it from, if you're going to a decent store, a metaphysical store. Okay, well, see, I got one on. So Chacha bought me one on Amazon. Maybe somebody has to gift it to you through that way. Because when I buy them at my store, they sage everything I purchase. So that they're clearing all the energy
and
that has ever touched that. And that I know, but then you're sensitive and people to do that when you're first learning sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Or to assist you as you're falling into your practice.
Yeah, it was.
And it could you could be completely valid that was just a bad energy with that deck. So you know, when you find the right deck, you'll get the energy or the intuition to be called to either purchase it, or somebody will get that one for you, and that'll be the one that you'll use. I appreciate all of you for coming in here. This is Poetic. We got Taz on the line. You are at the Holy Shift Podcast. We have done some readings. Today we are trying to be willing to express love and receive love and slow down and enjoy the process, you guys. We got to enjoy everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. Plug right there. Enjoy it all. It's all for a higher purpose. It's guiding us to the better life if we allow it to. Don't hold yourself back with the worry and the fear and the shame and the guilt and frustration and all that stuff. Choose the better feeling thought. That is what's going to help you. So you know what's funny, Lara? I pulled a couple cards for her. I said, choose a color. Why? I don't know. Because I'm usually choose a number, right? And so I'm like, okay, choose a color. Fuck it, why not? And she chose a color, and it was the Archangel Healing deck. The Archangel Raphael Healing Oracle deck. And yeah, so everything's for a reason, you guys. There is no coincidence. Everything is a sign, a symbol, synchronicities, divine guidance, divine timing, divine intuition. Listen to your gut
Listen to the signs and symbols around you. Be aware. Shift your focus to the from the bullshit to the good shit. And I'm sorry if you guys don't like my cousin. That's just me. The spark it up and elevate our mind. Is anybody wanting to talk about anything? Now, we got 13 of you in here. Any of you notice that I have not published or went live for a Reiki energy clearing or healing? Please let me know. No worries. No worries, man. Please let me know to do that. So I've got things going this weekend. I've got to get done, but I have promised to do a energy clearing here that you guys can come back and revisit. And that will be my free gift to you guys for the holiday season for being my listeners and very loyal. We'll do a special name so you can come back to it and listen to it whenever you need a clearing. It'll be not much talking. I won't take any calls. It won't be any reading. It will just be an energy clearing. So just know that. I love you so much, Lara. It means a lot. It really does. Because I didn't get that validation a lot when I was younger. And to know that you guys appreciate and love and can feel that energy, that I meant to help heal people. I don't know how to explain why, where. It's been in me since I can remember. And I don't heal you. You heal you. I simply open space to allow you to become aware of how to heal yourself. I help you heal yourself. It's all up to you. I can give you these seeds. I can drop these little nuggets of knowledge. I can do all these things. Yet, it's up to you to choose the actions and the energy you put forth into the information that I give you. It's simply a snapshot of the energy right now. The messages I give you guys are simply a snapshot of right now. That's all it is. It's up to you to either change it, to take the message and grow with it and allow it to help guide you or not. If I get validation, I'm so happy and I appreciate everything. If not, if it doesn't hit with that person, well, I understand. I was intimidated too. There's sometimes that I don't fully connect with people. They always say I'm accurate. However, some I just don't feel that connection. Maybe they're just like, wow, she's too accurate. I don't know what it is. But, you know, some people are standoffish about it, and I understand. But just follow your own gut and your own heart. Choose that love. Know that it's a warning. Okay, there's multiple timelines. Time is an illusion. It's hard to understand, but time is a figment of man's imagination. The only time we have is right now, this present moment, and every single thing we choose in this present moment guides us towards what future is going to manifest. If we get something stuck in our heads that, oh, I got this vision and this is going to come true, then that's what you're going to draw that energy to you. If you get that vision and you're like, okay, there are multiple possibilities to happen from this point forward. I can choose to do this, that, the other. There are infinite things that I can choose to do, think, feel, act upon, whatever. What is it that you're going to choose? Stop choosing that fear that, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. Start choosing that, oh, thank God this came to me so that I can choose a different path. You are so fucking powerful, you guys. I am not the only one that can do this. We are all able to connect with source, to connect with that energy, to bring messages for ourselves and others if we clear out the bullshit. You got to get in that flow and just allow it to come to you. Do not let anything, anyone get in your way. Stop letting people hold you back. I did for way too fucking long. I allowed somebody to keep me from going into my passion, from fully engaging into it, from fully coming in here. Not just on Podbean, but exploring and evolving and going to iTunes and going to all these other things because I was trying to prove myself, not for the accuracy of the reading or anything, just prove my my truth to them. Why? Because I was connected. Because I care. Because I feel like I can help everybody. But stop holding on to the bullshit. It's not serving you. It's holding you back. It may seem devastating in the moment, like nothing is going to ever get better. Nothing's going to ever get as good as it was once with that person or with that situation or with that living arrangement or whatever. Just know it always will. Allow the path to be cleared for you, and these things will happen for you as long as you listen to the guidance, the signs, the symbols. Follow. My deceased friend. You are a psychonaut. Do you know what that is? That's a word that a lot of people use, where you're psychically traveling in your inner space as well as outer space, but you do it through meditation. So that is a psychonaut, which is interesting. So maybe you need to do that. There's no accident. Also, you are psychic. You are a seer. That's why you got that card. Yeah. Inner space astronaut as well is what some people like interchange those words with. But yeah, it's interesting that you said that. So I love that. You are psychic. You're getting intuitive hits already, my dear, or you have been, and just don't be scared of it. That's what's holding you back, is the fear. That's what holds any of us back. Choose love. That's what the cards say. Choose love. Choose love. That's all that there really is here. I completely appreciate you all. I have some things I gotta do. I have cotton mouth really bad. Yes, Monzuma, definitely. Who is that? Oh, I got a call too. Okay, I love you guys. I have to go. I will talk to you soon. Thank you for joining the Holy Shift podcast, and I will connect with you guys soon. All right, bye.